And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 4th of March, 2009. It's the birthday of the novelist Khaled Hosseini, born in Kabul, Afghanistan, 1965, the son of an Afghani diplomat. The family was living in Paris when the Soviets invaded Afghanistan, and the father applied for political asylum in the United States, and the family moved here in 1980. They settled in San Jose, California. In Afghanistan, they'd been wealthy and surrounded by servants, but in San Jose, they had to survive on welfare and food stamps. His father got work as a driving instructor. Hosseini had wanted to be a writer, but he realized he needed a profession in which he could earn money. So he went to medical school, spent 10 years doing that, became an internist. And when he got a job at a hospital in Sunnyvale, California, he started to write in his spare time. And despite all of the turmoil in Afghanistan, first the Soviet invasion and then the Taliban taking over, so many friends of the family killed or imprisoned there, Hosseini's memories of Afghanistan were all pleasant. He remembered flying kites over the city in a competition every year. Wrote a story about one of those kite competitions, and that story grew and became his first novel, The Kite Runner, which became a word-of-mouth bestseller after it came out in 2003. Just before it came out, Hosseini decided to take his first trip back to Afghanistan in 27 years, found the neighborhood where he'd grown up full of collapsed buildings and piles of rubble and bullet-scarred walls, found the house where he'd grown up, the trees long since uprooted from the yard. In 2007, Hosseini published another big bestseller, A Thousand Splendid Sons, a novel that begins in 1975, continues to the present, the story of two women in Kabul who were both wives of the same cruel man. It was on this day in 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave his inaugural speech. Presidents then were inaugurated on the 4th of March, not the 20th of January. And it was the speech in which Roosevelt told the American people the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. The stock market had crashed. 1929, country was in the depths of the Great Depression. Roosevelt urged Americans not to despair, told them it was within their collective power to solve the crisis. Here's a poem for today by Laura Ann Bosseler entitled The Pleasures of Hating. I hate Mozart, hate him, with that healthy pleasure one feels when exasperation has crescendoed, when lungs, heart, throat, and voice explode at once. I hate that. There's bliss in this, rapture. My shrink tried to disabuse me, convinced I use Amadeus as a prop. Think further, your father, perhaps. I won't go back. Think of the shrink with a powdered wig, pinched lips, mowl. A transference, he'd say, a relapse. So be it. I hate broccoli, chainsaws, patchouli, bra clasps that draw dents in your back, roadblocks, men in black knee socks, sandals and shorts. I love hating that. Loathe stickers on tomatoes, jerky, deconstruction, Nazis, doilies. I delight in detesting and love loving so much after that. A poem by Laura Ann Bosseler, The Pleasures of Hating, from Small Gods of Grief, published by Boa Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.